Gentlemen, what is going on? Welcome back this week to another amazing and very, very important episode of the Superhuman Life. Guys, we're coming at you this week with something a little bit different. It's going to be myself flying solo. Really practical episode, guys. This past week, I delivered a training inside one of our private groups and communities on effective time management. You know, one thing we hear from a lot of the guys that we work with, and one of the things I hear from a lot of you when you guys reach out asking for help and tell me that you're struggling with breaking through and you're struggling with getting a hold of your compulsive behavior, the point of masturbation. One of the reoccurring things that we've seen from men is difficulty in executing the necessary daily task to create the freedom that they deserve in their life. So inside of our group, I put together a powerful, powerful training on the three principles for effective time management. We had such great response, such great feedback. And I thought about it. I said, you know what? For me to keep this information captive and exclusive to the men of our community would be a disservice to all of you guys. So I'm going to be sharing with you not the training that I did. I'm actually going to be delivering it specifically to you guys here. So this is done in a format exact or specifically for you guys here at the podcast. But in this episode, guys, I'm going to break down the three most important principles in a proper time management. Guys, this is not a training on how to structure your day. This is a formula on how to structure your life. Okay. And many of the things that we talk about this will be helpful for you while you're working through your recovery. But the recovery, because in my opinion, is nothing more than very targeted personal and self-development. These principles will work in any endeavor in your life, guys. And if you actually embody them and then become a part of who you are effectively while through your recovery, they will carry with you through everything that you do for the remainder of your life, guys. So we're going to talk about those three principles. We're going to talk about how you can really begin to implement them. And I'm going to share with you a couple resources right at the beginning, guys. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode, the three principles for effective time management in your recovery. Welcome to the Superhuman Life. I'm your host, Frank Rich, and this is the only podcast in the world that is dedicated to helping men level up in the five key areas of life. Each week, we bring you real and raw conversations with the world's leading experts in faith, fitness, finance, family, and freedom to provide you with real actionable tools to break limiting beliefs, take action, and shatter the glass ceiling on your life's potential. So jump on board and join me on this journey as we dive into today's conversation and unlock the keys to you becoming the man you were born to be and creating your own superhuman life. Guys, what is going on? Welcome back this week to the Superhuman Life. Guys, we have a very exciting and very tactical episode, guys. For those of you that are new here, welcome. So excited, so grateful to have you joining us here today. Guys, this is a solo episode, guys. And before I get into giving you guys what you clicked on this episode for, which we're going to be talking about the three principles for effective time management while in your recovery, guys. First off, a couple housekeeping announcements, guys. This month, July 2023, we are celebrating our four-year anniversary of the Superhuman Life. Yes, all of this started back on July 8th, 2019, guys. Many of you have heard that story. Many of you came here from that story, maybe heard me on another podcast, guys. But if you are new here and you haven't done so yet, after hearing today's talk, I recommend going and at least listening to episode one because it lays the foundation of what we're trying to do here. And obviously our mission, our purpose, our passions have grown and evolved over these last 4 years. But I think that first episode, guys, really sets a strong foundation and really invites you to get a deeper insight into me and why I'm so passionate about everything we're doing here with this podcast and with this movement. Guys, secondly, if you haven't done so yet, I want you to take a minute and pause this. And if you're listening on Apple, go ahead and leave a 5-star rating and written review, guys. It's a small ask for something that will have tremendous give back to us, guys. You know, we've just talked about it. 4 years of producing weekly episodes for you guys. Over 200. This is episode 206, guys. So there's a lot of time. There's a lot of effort. There's a lot of cost that goes into producing this. And we don't ask anything back from you in return other than sharing it and rating it and reviewing it. So if you're getting value out of this, take us a minute, guys, and leave us that 5-star rating review. And thirdly, guys, before I dive into today's content, I want to let you know that this episode is brought to you by Reboot Your Life, guys. This is our number one online program for men that are struggling to break free from the shackles of porn addiction. Guys, and we've had in the last 2.5 years, over 300 plus success stories come out of this program, guys. So if you go to rebuiltrecovery.com/reboot-your-life, this week, if you use code FREEDOM, we're going to take $100 off of the entirety of the course, guys. So it's a 16-week program with videos, trainings, worksheets, everything you need to build a porn-free life, which is going to tie into today's conversation, guys, because as you're navigating that course, some of you hearing this are working through your own recovery right now. Some of you hearing this are struggling with getting the necessary things done on a daily basis. And whether this is in your recovery or this is in the pursuit of any meaningful goal in your life, I think the principles that we talk about in today's episode are going to serve you to the highest degrees, guys. So I'm going to share the three principles of effective time management. And this is not a framework. This is not a how to build your perfect day. And in fact, I'm going to talk about two resources in this episode, and I'll link those down there in the show notes below. The first one is the Perfect Day Formula book. This book I first read back in 2018 when I was working with Craig Ballantyne as a part of a mastermind that I was in. And he was brought in to help us business owners and us entrepreneurs really organize and get the most out of our day. And many of the principles that I learned and picked up from Craig and the other masterminds that I've been involved in over the last 4 and 5 years are what we teach our men here, guys. So I highly recommend picking up the book. So the Perfect Day Formula, guys, will give you the blueprint that you build on top of these principles. So these principles lay at the foundation, and then you build on top of that. And I think the Perfect Day Formula is the best book. You don't have to be an entrepreneur, but I think entrepreneurship is a great example of how to design an ideal life. I think what it takes to succeed in business is many of the same things it takes to succeed in recovery. I think what it takes to succeed in fitness, many of the same things that are necessary to succeed in your recovery, guys. So check out the Perfect Day Formula. I'm going to link it down there in the show notes below. Also, the second resource that I'm going to talk about here today is going to be the Phoenix Journal. Guys, I did an episode back in the first 20 episodes where I talked about how this planner, this day planner, changed my life, guys. And I first started using it 5 years ago, July of 2018, after returning back from a trip to Cuba, guys. And that began the journey that has led us to doing everything here: surrendering my life to Christ, getting free, launching the podcast, changing the world, being picked up by Apple, getting recognized as a top podcast in the new and noteworthy space, launching Rebuilt Recovery, and here we are, 200 plus episodes, thousands of men's lives transformed in just a short 5 years, guys. So the Perfect Day Formula, the Phoenix Journal, the two resources that I'm going to talk about, guys. But hopefully these principles, if you're struggling with managing your time, if you're struggling with getting the necessary things done in your recovery right now, these principles will serve you to the highest degree, and it'll help you prioritize your time, and it'll help you build the life porn-free, and ultimately become the man that God has built and designed you to be, guys. So the three principles, I'm going to give them to you here, and then I'm going to break each one of them down. Principle number one is tomorrow begins tonight. Principle number two is using a digital calendar plus a day planner. And principle number three is the most important, guys. And I really hope if anything you take away from this episode, it's going to be principle number three here, especially if you're struggling with breaking through. Your recovery work is self-care, and it must come first, guys. So let's get into each one of these here and let's break them down. Principle number one, tomorrow begins tonight, guys. Every successful person that I know, every successful person that I've hired to help me, every successful person that I look up to plans tomorrow today. Meaning they don't go to bed at night without knowing exactly what it is they're going to do and how doing those things moves them closer to their goals. So many of you tell me that you have difficulties with the end of the evening journaling. Many of you tell me that you have difficulty waking up on time. Many of you tell me that you have difficulty getting the workout in because you don't have time. And I'm going to call BS to that. I think it's lack of prioritizing and it's lack of real proper scheduling. You know, I've said this before, but how do you guarantee you don't look at pornography tomorrow? You plan your day filled with meaningful, high-priority tasks that move you closer to your goals. John DeMartini says it a little bit different. We've had him on the episode, or we've had him on the podcast here a couple times. If you don't fill your day with high priority activities, you will fall into low value distractions. Okay, guys, so take 5-10 minutes at the end of the night and plan your day out. And in fact, I'm going to walk you through a framework of how setting today up or setting tomorrow up tonight should look. The first thing we need to do is, if we're struggling getting up on time and we're constantly hitting snooze, chances are we're not giving our body the proper rest and recovery and sleep that it needs. So if you wake up at 6 a.m. and you know that you need 7 hours of sleep, well, going to bed at midnight isn't very smart. So we need to establish, based upon our individual needs and the time that we have to wake up in the morning, exactly what time do I need to be going to sleep? And if I need to be asleep at 11, laying down in bed at 11:15 doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Okay, so ideally, once we've established our fall asleep time based on our wake up time reverse engineered with the amount of hours that we need to sleep, we then set a reverse alarm. And I think a reverse alarm should go off for you 1 hour prior to that fall asleep time. And that 1 hour gives you the ample time that you need to shut off your phone, shut off devices, dim as much possible light as possible, eliminate as much artificial blue light in your home as possible in the hour leading up to bed. If you got to put the kids down, if you got a journal, if you got a gratitude, if you got to have spend some time with your wife, all that gets done in the hour leading up to bed. But because you've prioritized this, because now you're beginning to live as a man of honor that keeps his word, this will become very, very easy for you.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried and true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
And when you get in this habit, when you get in this routine, the mindless scrolling, okay? The oops, I don't know how I ended up scrolling TikTok for 2 hours when I was supposed to be sleeping. Or oops, I stumbled across some pornography when I was laying there in bed when I should have been sleeping. We eliminate the possibility of any of that happening. It's a boundary that we need to be able to put in place for ourselves. So guys, if you can begin to practice this out and you can begin to understand that your success tomorrow starts today and begin to actually take ownership of that, this will change your life. And when you're planning your day out, we're gonna move right into principle number two here. I believe we should all be utilizing and taking advantage of both a digital calendar and a day planner. And the day planner that I recommend all of you guys use is the one that I've been using for the last 5 years of my life, and it is the Phoenix Journal. And I linked it down there in the show notes for you guys. But the Phoenix Journal is gonna walk you through our framework and our formula of how to build a 5-year vision, of how to break that down into 3-year, into 1 year, and then in the 12-week time period. And then your 12-week goals then have monthly, weekly, and daily targets for you to hit. And in fact, if you're somebody that forgets to gratitude every single day, the Phoenix Journal has a place right there where it's labeled for you. If you are the guy that forgets to journal at the end of the evening, the Phoenix Journal has that built into their day calendar. But we just don't use a day planner. We need to be using it digitally as well. You know what's interesting is some of you guys have notifications on when your favorite team wins. Some of you have notifications on when your favorite athlete does something spectacular. Some of you have notifications when Bitcoin dropped 0.5%. But I can guarantee very few of you have notifications reminding you what you need to be doing. Think about that. You're getting notified when other people are doing things in their life. You have notifications on your favorite social media influencers that when they post, you're pinged. You're more interested in what they're doing instead of being reminded of what you need to be doing. And yet you wonder why you're not where you want to be. Yet you wonder why you're not breaking through in life. If your phone told you it's time to journal, do you think you would forget to journal? If your phone told you, hey, now's the time for you to do your gratitude, do you think you would forget doing your gratitude? If your phone told you, hey, text Johnny because you haven't reached out to him in 2 weeks, do you think you'd go 3 weeks without talking to Johnny? Guys, this begins to move us from the conversation of being interested in a porn-free life, being interested in our goals, to actually becoming committed to doing these things. Because once again, as we're developing the honor and the integrity and living out our word and doing the things we say we're going to do, when we're told to do those things by us, we're going to get them done. Now, everybody that's using an iPhone, I believe that all Apple products integrate. So if you got a phone and a laptop and an iPad and an Apple Watch, one calendar will link all that up. I'm a fan of the Google Calendar. It integrates with everything that I use. And it's very easy and simple to prioritize, to color code certain things. But once again, guys, you want to guarantee you don't look at pornography tomorrow and the next day? Plan your day out and then be reminded of what those plans are and then execute on those plans when you're told by yourself to execute upon said plan. Begin to live this out, guys. Real structure. And as Jocko says, structure equals freedom. And when we're pursuing freedom from pornography, the structure that we need is the structure of a 24-hour day. What am I doing first thing upon waking up? If I'm working 8 hours in the middle of the day, 8-hour block, right in my calendar. And then it eliminates the question of what do I do now? What do I do next? Because isn't it usually when we don't know what we're supposed to be doing that we find ourselves doing something that we're not supposed to be doing? So second principle to layer on top of it is use your digital calendar and your day planner. And here's the best way to serve this, right? Is as you're planning out tomorrow, today, take everything from your digital calendar and move it to a daily to-do list for tomorrow. And here's the power in doing that. Is as you begin to have some success in doing this, and a week goes by, and every day you got a high priority list of 6, 7, 8, 9 items that need to get done. And every time you execute one of those things, you take your fancy little pen and you cross it off on your day planner. And this is an acknowledgement, a reminder to you of the work that you're doing on yourself. And it's also a sense of accomplishment. And you'll begin to release a little bit of dopamine by taking small, actionable steps that align with bigger goals in your life. So number two, guys, begin to use a digital calendar plus a day planner. Trust me, it'll change your life. And number three here, guys, I told you at the beginning that if you got this one and you leave today's conversation truly understanding what this means for your life today and ultimately what this means for the future you, your worries, your struggles, you will transcend them. And it's while you're going through your recovery, men that are struggling, men that are aiming to break through, your recovery work is your self-care. And it must become the highest priority in your life. These three principles are actually something that I shared on a training inside of our group. And I said, damn, I need to share this with other people. And on the call with the men that pay me to coach them, right? So these are paying clients. I said, guys, every single one of you is here because you reached a certain point in your life when you realize and admitted to yourself that something in your life is broken. And I think every one of you hearing this right now should be able to say that as well. And it's very humbling to say, man, something in my life is broken. Well, if there's something that you want and you yet don't have it, then something about your life is broken. And in order to get that thing, you can't just take new learned principles and layer them on top of your already broken life. That's like me trying to change a spare tire without taking the flat tire off. I can't just take a new tire and throw it on top of the flat one. I have to remove the flat tire from the automobile to put the new tire back on. And that new tire is going to be the tire that's going to get me to the destination that I want to be at. The old tire can't do it. So when you guys say, hey, you know what? I'm not able to do these things right now. I'm still struggling to get my recovery assignments done. I'm still struggling to get the workout in because you haven't prioritized it. You haven't actually realized that it's the lack of you doing those things as to why you don't have the life that you want. And until you fully surrender to this season, until you fully surrender and say, while I'm struggling with pornography, the number one priority in my life is to become the man that no longer struggles with it, you will continue to struggle. And this way of thinking just doesn't apply to recovery, men. You want to radically transform the way your body looks? For a season of your life, body recomposition must become the number one priority. You want to become a successful business owner and a successful entrepreneur? For a season of your life, building that business must become the number one priority. I pulled some data here, guys, on where the average grown adult man spends his time. These are average numbers, guys, okay? But the average adult male spends 7 to 9 hours of sleeping. He spends on average 8 hours a day working. He spends on average 30 to 60 minutes a day commuting. He spends on average 1 to 2 hours a day eating. He spends on average 1 to 3 hours a day on leisure and recreation. He spends on average 1 to 2 hours a day on personal time and chores. He spends on average 1 to 2 hours of relationships. And he spends on average 1 to 3 hours in miscellaneous, TikTok scrolling. And the average person spends 2.5 hours on social media, checks their phone 159 times a day. Now, the average adult male only spends 30 to 60 minutes of personal care. I believe your recovery work is personal care. I talk a lot about the analogy of the cup, where in our lives, we wear many, many hats. We wear hats as business owners. We wear hats as fathers. We wear hats as leaders. We wear hats as coaches. We wear hats as ministry leaders. We wear hats as employees, employers, so forth and so forth and so forth. And every single one of those hats requires us to show up in that area and pour into others. We're constantly pouring into others. Well, here's the thing, is if we don't take the time in the morning to make sure our cup is filled up, if we don't become a little bit selfish for a short period of time, we can never become truly selfless. And if our cup isn't filled up by us in the morning, eventually, because we wear many, many hats, we will go into a situation where we're called upon to pour and our cup will be empty. And it's in the attempt to pour from an empty cup that we feel stress, worry, hopelessness, anxiety. And those are the things that we begin to run from and seek pornography as the cope. Guys, so while you're in your recovery, 2, 3, 4, 6 months, begin to learn to prioritize this. Begin to make this the number one thing in your life. And it will create the freedom that you deserve. Guys, so those three principles here, one more time, is tomorrow begins tonight. Begin to plan your day out the night before you go to sleep. Number two, begin to use a digital calendar plus a day planner. And number three, your recovery work is self-care. It must come first. And I want to leave you guys with something. There's a law known as Parkinson's Law. It's a universal law. And what Parkinson's Law tells us is that work will expand to fill the allotted time for its completion. One more time. Parkinson's Law tells us that work will expand to fill the allotted time for its completion. So if you never set a deadline for anything you're going to do, if you never say, I'm going to get my recovery work done, I'm going to gratitude by this time, well, that work will take all that time up and then some, because there's no end date, guys. So the biggest thing is, while you're beginning to implement these things out, check out the Perfect Day Formula. It's linked down there in the show notes. Check out the Phoenix Journal. It's linked down in the show notes. But actually begin to set deadlines on when you want to accomplish things. But guys, I hope this information was helpful, practical. And if you liked these type of conversations, guys, you know, we've done this a handful of times over the last 2 years. But in looking back at the downloads and the listens, I think these are some of the episodes that you guys like the most. So if you enjoy these short, actionable solo episodes, guys, let us know. But thank you for tuning in, guys. If you didn't yet do so, guys, make sure to subscribe, because we are dropping episodes weekly and want to make sure you are notified so you do not miss the next one, guys. But Coach Frank Rich here at the Superhuman Life, we love you guys, and we'll see you next week.
My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once with, like, basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.